Yesterday's California primary election marked the first big road test for a new kind of electronic voting machine. The devices produced a paper record of every vote cast by touchscreen. It was a major shift in technology, prompted by concerns that electronic voting machines are vulnerable to fraud. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
At the Palo Alto Commons, an assisted living facility, Election Day was cause for a concert. This facility also doubled as a polling place here in Santa Clara County, one of 21 California counties where voters cast electronic ballots on machines that produced a paper record. Polling place Captain Roger Murray says the new equipment looks like a typical touchscreen voting machine, except that it has a paper printer attached to the side.
The printer will print off a paper record of all her choices or his choices, and the voter may read that. And if they see something they don't like, they can correct it by going back into the voting mode.
Murray cautioned that the new e-voting machines do not print out a receipt the voter can carry away. And that drew a complaint from voter Robert Allen, an audiovisual technician from Palo Alto. But Allen still felt his vote was more secure when the machine keeps a paper trail.
It's an improvement over not having a record at all. I'm sort of paranoid about the situation that occurred in Florida and the situations that have occurred in Ohio where there's, you know, been suspicions of vote tampering, and I've definitely been suspicious of some of the background behind some of the machines, specifically Diebold.
Touchscreen voting machines made by Diebold Election Systems came under fire after voter groups complained that the devices can be manipulated. Diebold said their machines are secure when local officials use them properly. But the complaint still prompted the 2004 passage of the California law mandating that voting machines produce a paper trail. As those new machines were put in the field yesterday, San Joaquin County Registrar Debbie Hench said there were some glitches. Some voters were turned away from polling sites, but Hench blamed the problem on human error among poll workers.
Well, the machines themselves function very well. We had a few paper jams in the morning. You know, people called in saying they were having problems turning on the machines, but those were poll workers that were kind of put in that position at the last minute that had to have help getting up and running.
Today, Kim Alexander has been trying to track down reports of such problems. She runs the California Voter Foundation, a nonpartisan group dedicated to advancing technology in elections. She says the voting machine she used crashed.
A lot of things were not fine, and it concerns me that as people become more aware of the way the voting equipment is supposed to work, they're going to become aware also of all the ways that it isn't working. And that lack of confidence in the integrity of the vote undermines the legitimacy of the people who we elect through these elections.
And she said this test of the new e-voting machines was hardly rigorous, as the turnout yesterday was very low. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.